A short edition finds us pleading for some topic suggestions, as all we have to talk about are the recent elections and some mysterious changes coming to Weight Watchers. So fire up the email and get ready to send in some feedback, because COL 138 starts now.
It's Tuesday, November 9th, 2010. I'm Jeff.
Hi, I'm Tim Cobb.
And I'm no longer sleeping with Lee Majors.
And welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 138, and yay, more sleep! Kind of.
Hooray!
We just fell back. We just fell back!
Oh, right, yes, it is fall. So we did fall back into daylight normal time, which makes me happy.
Daylight standard time.
Why actually, does it make you happy?
Standard time. Daylight.
Well, I kind of like being normal or something. I don't know. Anyway, daylight
boring.
Well, normal, yes, can be boring, but what kind of daylight are we actually saving by going into daylight savings time? And I grew up in Indiana where they just didn't do it, so it's still kind of foreign to me. So I'm glad we're back on the normal clock. Anyway.
Now, speaking of the normal clock, those who follow our podcast feed may notice this is a couple days late. So we've actually switched back to what we're calling Cubs Out Loud standard time. For the longest time, we were on COL JJ savings time.
Mm-hmm.
JJST.
Yeah, we can call it that.
We've been recording for a little less than the past year on Sundays. And you can always follow us at... just go to bit.ly/COLTV. That'll bring you right into our Ustream channel. But I must confess that I've been recently finding Sundays to be an increasingly bad time to podcast. What with the weekend ending and trying to get ready for the future week and having to take Ian back to college, et cetera, et cetera. So I begged, pleaded, and borrowed, and people said, yes, we can go back to Tuesdays. In fact, Jeff kind of let out a girly scream saying, yes, this is better for me too.
No, I didn't. I just got finished with another show.
Well, I know, but you said that you were thinking the same thing, that you might just, you know, put all your podcasting on one night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With that, we'll try to do a full hour run or full run of both shows streaming live on Tuesday night. So that's COL Movies at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then Cubs Out Loud 2 hours later. And so you'll just kind of watch it, and then you'll see COL Movies going on, and then for about 20 minutes, depending on how long COL Movies is and how late we start, we'll go right into Cubs Out Loud at 9 p.m. Speaking of which, those of you on Bear Radio probably actually listened to our discussion about Airplane on COL Movies this past Tuesday because, well, we didn't have a show to put up for that one. So I just uploaded the abbreviated version of COL Movies there. And now we're going to, starting on Friday of this week, we will have this snazzy episode, and then that should rerun on Tuesdays. I'm going to have to talk to the guy at the radio to make sure
here's a question.
Right.
Why couldn't we stream live to Bear Radio on Tuesdays and bump it up to an hour?
I don't know. Ask the guy. He said he only gave us a half an hour.
Okay. Well, we'll have to, we'll see if we can do that. That might be kind of cool.
Okay.
Indeed.
So this means that you had an extra day of amazing weekend, so you guys better have made it extra amazing. Jeff, what did you do this weekend?
Went to see Megamind.
You said Megamind?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And did we get to hear about that last hour?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sister Podcast. Hour and a half, yeah.
It was fantastic.
I'm not going to spoil that one, though.
Oh.
All right. So how about you, Timothy? What did you do?
Well, I know last week we had discussed Weight Watchers with my boyfriend, John. And as of last week, I had not yet weighed in that week. It did turn out that Monday that I had actually lost 5 pounds in the previous 2 weeks, which is quite astounding. But I am slightly sad to report this week that that I gained one of those pounds back. But anyway... I'm still down 4 pounds for the last 3 weeks, so that makes me somewhat happy. Other than that, my week has been fairly low-key, although we're rehearsing hard and fast with the Capital City Men's Chorus, everyone. And our concert is coming up in just a couple weeks. More information is coming on that in future episodes, but stay tuned. How about you, Griff? What did you do this week?
I need to catch up. How many drinks was that? My boyfriend, John. There was got to be at least two.
Vodka shot.
I think hard and fast. I think we need that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, speaking of.
For those of you listening in the commute, please rank 3 times right now.
Oh, there was 3.
Excellent. Okay.
One more.
So, that's the last time we're going to allow Jeff to drink tonight. I actually had a fairly uneventful weekend myself. We were quite busy on Saturday. We went up to Ian's sister's house to retrieve a few more of his belongings, and then we went to a nearby friend's house who had a cookout / game night, and we had great fun there. Sunday was just kind of a blah day, although I did manage to finally clean my house from almost top to almost bottom in about 3.5 hours, and I got everything dusted and vacuumed and wet mopped and cleaned and polished and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't too much fun, but it's done. I think I need a maid.
To that end, my boyfriend John and I are actually having our house cleaned tomorrow. So there.
Nice.
Wait, so you're unemployed, Tim, and you won't even clean the house?
You know, my boyfriend John apparently doesn't trust my cleaning abilities, and frankly, I don't blame him. So we're having it hired out.
That is just lazy.
Yeah, well.
Trust me, I think I would be the same thing. I still got boxes I haven't put away.
I've thought about getting myself a maid that comes in every 2 to 3 weeks, but I just can't bring myself to be that lazy. I don't know.
You know, it's really not that hard. I can vouch for that, actually. That is being that lazy. Anyway, speaking of lazy, what's
lazy is we've run out of topics, kids. So here's the thing is I actually, it's funny. I finally got around to reading a piece of feedback that was sent in by Brad back in early summer. And he was lamenting sending us an email because he was sure that it foretold the end of Cubs Out Loud. Because apparently he's emailed a few other podcasts and they rapidly closed up shop afterwards.
Oh, no.
And one of the things that I've been struggling with lately is, you know, there's only so many times that we can talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, gay marriage, you know, the narrowing of the bear community, what defines a bear, et cetera. So here's what I need, and I'm just going to shameless plug here. My birthday is coming up on Thursday. And here's what I want from you, the COL audience. I want you to take just 3 minutes even and write an email to either podcast@cubsoutloud.com or thegriff@cubsoutloud.com and give us some topic ideas, stuff that you want us to discuss. Because I think one of the things that has bothered me is it's tough to come up with things to discuss every week. I mean, some weeks are easier because we get, you know, don't ask, don't tell rulings, or we get gay bullying or something like that. But week in, week out, it's actually tough to come up with fresh new topics. So just that's all I want, 3 minutes of your time, write down three or four topics that you'd like us to discuss, and that will help us. And realize I'm only saying this for myself, but I believe my co-hosts may agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel busy myself. I want to go when I get home. I don't want to even think about anything, just because I have to deal with mortgages all day, and I'm on the phone the whole time, so I can't actually do any internet browsing to go searching for things. So, which makes matters worse. So, I have trouble coming up with ideas because I don't feel like I have the time, and if I do, you know, I just get worn out way too fast. So that's my excuse. So we would love to hear what you want to have us talk about. Any thoughts of what you want us? And it doesn't necessarily have to be gay oriented at all. It's like, did you see that scene in Modern Family or something? That's fine. And it doesn't have to be a long email. It could just be something that's like 2 or 3 sentences long, saying, "Hey, could you talk about this and this?" And if you got anything that has a link, that would be appreciated, so we can take a look at it and jump headlong into it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you think you might have something to contribute to Cubs Out Loud, we are certainly not averse to having guests. John's been on. We've had a few guests in the past. If there's something that you think you want to talk about, you can bring some experience. Definitely hit us up. You know, last week, speaking of guests, we had John on, and as Tim mentioned, he's on Weight Watchers. And not to usurp anything from later in the show, but Tim, I'm sure you received this email that Weight Watchers is a-changing.
Yeah, indeed, I certainly did. And I'll talk more about that at length later. But yeah, I think it's kind of weird myself, but thankfully that's, I think, after Thanksgiving that change is coming, because I don't know that I could survive it before. But anyway.
Yeah, I found out it was coming in an email. I actually did some research, and apparently in Germany it's already gone live. The UK, it went live this past week. I think it's actually kind of a decent thing happening, but just be aware if you've listened to last week's show and you're going to jump on the Weight Watchers bandwagon, just be aware that things are going to be changing, whether for the good or bad. Is yet to be determined.
Have they said how they're going to be changing?
They've told us via email and at meeting this past week that things were changing, but really couldn't tell us many more specifics about that.
What they teased is that you'll never look at fruits and vegetables the same again. So I instantly thought that they're merging with XTube. But from the research that I've done, it seems like what's going to happen is most people will actually get more points per day. But the foods that they consume will actually have increased point values. So Tim's beloved McDouble for 9 points may actually wind up at 13 or 14 points a day. And what they're trying to factor in is how much energy it takes you to eat the food, to chew the food, and then to digest it. And from my understanding is most fruits and vegetables will then be free. So if you eat a pear right now, and I do mean the fruit, not a pear. If you eat a pear right now, you're charged 1 point, and my understanding is under the new program, it'll be 0 points. So what they're trying to do is guide you into healthier choices than the beloved McRib sandwich.
Yes, well, but the McRib does have onions and pickles on it, which, as far as I'm aware, are still free.
Yes, that's likely true. So if you pick off the pickles and onions and that's all you eat, that would be a 0 point meal.
See, there you go.
But I thought we should mention that to our listeners, since we both are big proponents of Weight Watchers at this point. So the other thing, and kids, you're going to notice this. I struggled to come up with some topics this week. Please, please, please send me some topics for my birthday. They don't even have to be wrapped. but we had an election last week. In fact, last week this time, I'm sure many of you were glued to your respective televisions. And you know, it wasn't necessarily pretty, and we'll get into kind of my take and Tim's take later. But the gay agenda did kind of get a setback in that the Republicans now have the House. But we did make some gains. So the Providence mayor has won a House seat. He's a Providence mayor who is openly gay, has won a House seat. And Maryland now has 7 gay members of their state legislature.
Yay!
Wow. That's quite amazing, actually. Who knew that Maryland was so gay-friendly, actually? But more power to him.
And the Ubuntu town. The Ubuntu tones. Right. Man, this is going to be the shortest podcast we've ever done. Is that really all we have to say on this topic?
Yay. You know, I will admit that I was rather entertained, in fact, by Christine O'Donnell's trounce, having been trounced, and her lack of concession speech thereafter, as if to suggest that she had won. She clearly did not, if anybody was wondering. And I think the country is safer for it. But she seemed certainly to have changed for the better in her mind the Republican Party and the way things are done in Washington and blah, 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 despite the fact that she's not going to Washington. Congratulations to Chris Coombs, the actual new senator from Delaware. And stuff like that.
I didn't pay any attention to the races, honestly. None
did
whatsoever.
Did you vote?
I did, in fact. I voted early last Friday, and I did implore our listeners, I think, on Sunday to vote on Tuesday. Hopefully y'all did, and hopefully y'all affected that race there in Maryland that now has 7 gay members of the state legislature. So, congratulations if you did vote. Shame on you if you didn't.
The one race that I was kind of interested in was the Minnesota gubernatorial race. What happened on that one? I just thought about that.
The last I had heard was that the Democrat in the race for Minnesota governor had been ahead narrowly, but that was about a week ago tonight.
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
Come on, CNN. You got to have Election Center right there up front.
Yeah, but that was actually last week.
Election. God damn it.
Now, of course, those listeners of ours who are fond of Target but cannot stand the boycott of it will surely know that Minnesota is the home of Mr. Emmer, who had been the Republican candidate, who had been...
Right, that's why I'm interested in that race, was yes, did he indeed. Win or did he lose? That's what I want to know right now, and CNN is not helping me in one least. One bit. I hate you, CNN, right now.
Well, my hope, of course, is that the Democrat in the race did finally become victorious in his race, and that one would no longer have to worry about boycotting Target. Because the candidate who had received their money didn't win. So,
you know, I posted something about that. I was like, look, if Dayton wins, oh my God, it still says processing results.
Really? Really? Dude.
Dayton is still in the lead at 44% of the vote, but Emmer is close behind at 43%, according to the election center. So nothing has been certified. So they're probably going into a recount on that. Oh, what fun!
So yes, indeed. Let me ask you guys, and I hate to do this because we're breaking the 19th wall here, but I hear the chat room is saying that I sound tinny and Borgy, but neither of you have complained of that.
You don't sound particularly Borgy to me. Tinny, however, is, I think, a matter of opinion. But anyway, I think
you sound a little far away.
Odd.
Well, sound fine to me, though. So.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see how it comes out on the recording. You know, the other thing is that the way I have my mic positioned, it's very difficult to read. And, yeah, talk and, at the same time.
read and what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So maybe I'll reposition my mic stand. But so that's our topic. So here's the deal, right? I don't think any of us wants to stop doing the show. No. I mean, I actually enjoy it. I think Tim enjoys it. Jeff, yes, I think, has moments of enjoying it and moments of loathing it. But it is difficult to come up with new stuff every week. And you know what, kids? This is pretty much our show. I mean, in about a minute and a half, we're going to look to Jeff to bring us into What the Fucks, because we literally could not, in the past week and a half, think of what the fuck to talk about tonight. And it could just be a momentary kind of lapse. But it's fairly easy to talk about stuff, but it's not necessarily easy to come up with the topics to talk about.
You know, just turn into the one lady that gets verklempt. It's, here, let me give you a topic, crow's feet, I need the crow's feet discuss. Anyways.
Exactly. Cool Whip is neither cool nor a whip. So to answer Brad's feedback from early in the summer, and I don't remember if you guys actually read it or not. I think you did. It was the night that I was off.
It was a while ago, yeah. But yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're just having a low point.
Exactly. So Jeff, would you just do as I predicted?
What the fuck?
But indeed, I have to admit, in trying to comply with Weight Watchers rules and substituting unhealthy things for healthier things, I recently bought a spaghetti squash and actually cooked it for dinner this evening instead of pasta. But I did notice that the price of the spaghetti squash I got was more than $4 for one night's serving of the pasta substitute. I mean, what? If they're trying to get us to eat healthy, why is spaghetti squash so much more expensive than the actual pasta it's supposed to replace? That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Because it's healthy.
Especially. Well, yes, but I mean, it's a vegetable. And
it's Obamacare. You're paying for people that can't afford spaghetti squash, and so it's taxed high.
But it's not true. It's not true.
Nor is it true that it's your money that bought the squash.
That is true. But I suppose it's equally my boyfriend John's what the fuck that spaghetti squash is more than $4. Anyway, I don't think that Michelle Obama would be very happy to know that spaghetti squash isn't being consumed because it's so darned expensive, especially in fall. What?
Well, here's the thing is she's encouraging people to grow it organically. And then you grow your own, then you don't have to worry about it. Because you'll have your own that you grew and it's free.
Well, I suppose I do have the seeds in my garbage, so I could, I suppose, rescue them, but I'm not really so into dumpster diving at the moment. Anyway, speaking of Weight Watchers, I've gotten emails and heard from my meeting this past week that things are about to change on November 28th, which is the week after Thanksgiving, and I am afraid, frankly. I'm right now subsisting on 27 points for Weight Watchers, and that's hard. And I'm not really looking forward to any further changes coming in the month unless they're good. But anyway, I don't know anything more about these changes other than what Griff's already mentioned. So I'm a little afraid of them, frankly. Another thing that I'm rather afraid indeed of is Griff's pick tonight. Ah!
Yeah, I have two of them that I have a feeling I'll get some pushback on. Tim, I think the Weight Watchers thing is going to be fine. I really think it's just they're trying to make you eat healthier. They want you to put the McDonald's McDown.
Well, so far I have been fairly successful already in putting the McDonald's McDown.
The McDown sounds really tasty. It's like two of their hot and spicy chicken patties with the bacon and cheese and some sort of special sauce in the middle.
Yes, well.
If it's coming from Ronald, I don't want to know about it. So here's my what the buffucks.
Today, but anyway.
My what the buffucks are, one, my mic seems to finally be working again.
I wouldn't say that's so much a what the fuck.
Well, it is in that I have no idea why it's fucking working again. It just decided that it's going to start working again. And more specifically, it's the interface between my microphone and the computer that has decided not to make me sound like a Borg or that I've slept with a $6 million man.
Yes, well, see, that's why the lube is so very expensive these days. But
well, if you're going to use spaghetti squash as lube. So my other what the fuck is CNN's coverage of the election, specifically post-election. Every time I walked by the TV in our lobby in my office building, CNN had some story about how this election is going to be, does this spell doomsday for the Democrats? What will change? Will healthcare be reformed? Will gay people be burned at the stake? How does this election affect you? Seriously, people? Seriously, it's not that big a deal. What the fuck, CNN? And I'll explain that in my picks, Jeff.
So, how about the picks? We'll start off with my pick, which is the brand new Wheel of Time book, Towers of Midnight, has been released by Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanderson. Oh my god, it's fan-freaking-tastic, especially if you listen to the audiobook, which is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. These are my favorite, absolutely favorite readers ever. They just bring the world of the Wheel of Time alive, and they read it so well that even the funny parts that come up, I mean, they're reading it very straight, and it just, I was in bed listening to it last night trying to fall asleep, and I couldn't fall asleep because there was these funny parts in the middle of the book, which you have to read the rest of the series to really understand seeing what it is. This is book 12. So you got a bunch of books to catch up on if you haven't read any of them. And I just couldn't help I was like rolling around laughing. Sonnet was looking at me like I was crazy. But I'm like, screw you, podcast. I'm listening to Towers of Freaking Midnight because this is, I haven't read or listened to a Wheel of Time book since last November when The Gathering Storm came out. And I started listening to it finally. I had already previously downloaded it. And I started listening to it as I was driving to go see Megamind. And oh my god, for some reason I had this emotion. I became so emotional just listening to this great story unfolding just from the beginning of the book. Michael Kramer and Kate Redding are just magical reading this book. So I really strongly recommend the audiobook from Audible. So, like, get a subscription, get the book, on audiobook. But otherwise, you know, get the book. I think it's only in hardcover right now. So that's the only way you can get the actual book to read it. But if you don't want to have that big book, it's just the audiobook for, and this is true for any of the Wheel of Time series. It's just an amazing listen, an amazing read, is how I like to consider it for audiobooks. I mean, I've liked other ones like American Gods and Ender's Game on audiobook, which were fantastic. But I would love to hear those same books read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. It's just, these are the greatest readers in my opinion, and they just enhance the book so much. I would love to be reading the book and listening to them at the exact same time. This is unabridged. It's in five parts of about 8 hours each. It's a long a book, but definitely worth a read or a listen, or both. Which is probably for me, the ideal experience would be to listening to it and reading along with it. Just because when you're reading along with it and you're listening to it, you can easily like flip back and forth and see some things. Well, it's not so easy on the audiobook. And I found that really the best way to manage your audiobooks is really using iTunes. The Audible manager and how it works with the Zune is complete and utter crap. So I'm listening through my iPhone, in the iPhone, iPod, whatever. It just works so much better on iTunes. So that's one other reason why I like having my iPhone. Even though Windows Phone 7 comes out, it looks fantastic. It's managed. My audiobooks are managed so much better through iTunes and on my iPhone. So that's another side pick on recommending this. But I can't recommend the entire Wheel of Time series more, especially with these audiobooks, which are just magical and fantastic. I wish there was some way I could give you like a free audiobook so you can listen to it yourself. Audible.
So we can give you a free audiobook here. Here's what you're going to go do is go to audible.com/windows, and you'll use the promo code for Windows Weekly to get a free audiobook. No, it's just from Audible.
Audible. I know. Audible podcast slash. What is it?
Is that I'm
audible.com slash film set audible podcast slash film sack or.
I forgot. Do Windows instead.
Windows is easier. Is it audible.com/that or is it audiblepodcast.com/windows? One of them, you get a free audiobook.
I think our listeners can try both. Exactly.
And check out the Twint Network and the Frog Pants Network, and they'll have some sort of the ones that are sponsored by Audible will get you a free book. Although Audible, really sponsor us, and we'll definitely give you a free book. Make sure people get free books and subscribe. Anyways,
so speaking of magical nights, last Tuesday was a magical night as the House got dominated by Republicans. And here's why it's a magical night. Because in golden times, in olden times, in past times, when a midterm election and a presidency had the House change parties, that president got reelected in the next election cycle. So the theory is that because the Republicans took the House, it's a minor setback, but it almost guarantees President Obama will be reelected in 2012. And I agree, because quite frankly, the Republicans now have to do something. They can no longer say, well, we're not being consulted, and so they have to do something. If they do nothing, the American people will see the game. They'll see that the gig is up. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's a shoo-in that Obama will be elected in 2012. So very much my pick is that happened. Because I think if it hadn't, there is no way Obama would have been picked in 2012.
Still, though, I do miss Speaker Pelosi, but and I shudder to think of who's going to be Speaker next. Bah!
That Boehner,
John Boehner from Ohio, is going to be Speaker next. And I don't think it's a big deal.
But yeah, he's an incompetent fool, so it's not that big of a deal.
I'm not sure any of them are not incompetent fools.
Indeed, I think that's part of the job, frankly. Anyway, so yeah, I'm frankly afraid of the Republicans in the House because I don't like them.
No, but, I just can't wait until they make fools of themselves. So. You may have won, but you know what? You're going to be really bad. And this is going to be hilarious. So yeah, I can kind of see Griff's point on that. Next.
Okay, my other pick is the fact that Keith Olbermann got suspended for donating to some political campaigns. So here's the deal. I am also glad that he's back. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, his contract specifically said he shouldn't donate. He cannot donate to political actions, causes, or campaigns. And he did. He was in violation of his contract. MSNBC did absolutely the right thing by suspending him. No one forced him to sign that contract. He did, and he knowingly violated it. And I commend MSNBC for having some ethics.
Yeah,
I'm a little upset. A little upset that they allowed him back on the air so quickly.
That's probably true. One, I think this kind of goes along the lines like doing this kind of along the lines in the tech world where Leo Laporte doesn't like getting review units because he wants to buy it and go through the full experience. And he doesn't want to feel like he's pandering to one group or another if there's no investment in it per se. So this is the same way. It's, look, you're reporting on the political situation. Yes, you've got commentary, but you can't put money into it to take care of that. So I think it's more of because of what you report on. Now, if he was still purely sportscaster, sure. You know, that would work fine. But because he's reporting on politics, that makes the situation very different. So I'm going to
agree
with it.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and Olbermann's just going to be like, but you know what? I'm proud of it. I'm suspended. I got plenty of money. It's not going to hurt me that one bit. And I'll be back. You know? So Olbermann probably doesn't really care. So
whether you agree or disagree with me, you can send us feedback to podcast@cubsoutloud.com. You can also find all of our individual contacts information at cubsoutloud.com/contact. We need your feedback. Did I mention the topics? We also very much like to hear the sound of your voice, and if we like it enough, like if you're leaning really close up to the microphone and going, boy, butter, we'd love to hear that at 361-COL-TALK, 361-265-8255, or of course, you can attach an MP3 to an email and send it to us that way. Feel free also to send us video messages, you know, post something up on YouTube or even on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. We can always use the audio from that way, so we wouldn't mind seeing your faces. Faces,
okay,
I say.
Okay, we can?
I think so.
I haven't figured that part out, so let me know when you know how to do that.
We can. We'll make it happen. Don't forget that you can listen to us Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on BearRadio.net, so you might not want to listen to the live stream on Tuesdays, or you want just kind of an abbreviated version of Cubs Out Loud. We will talk to them and see if they would mind carrying our live stream each Tuesday. But we are back again, streaming live on Tuesdays at bit.ly/COLTV, 10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. And I mentioned Facebook, facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. We're over 60 fans right now. We want more. That's another thing you can do for my birthday is go and fan us on Facebook. And, of course, the most important part, You need to send a nomination for best podcast to info@thecompletebear.com so we can at least get on the nominations list. We would very much like to win this year. I think we have a better shot, seeing that as some of our competition has closed shop recently. But definitely get us on the list. Just send an email to info@thecompletebear.com. With that, what kind of shout-outs do we have?
Well, I do want to make a small mention. Starting the 16th of this month, that's a week from today, I think. Isn't it? Am I doing my math right? The 16th is when voting begins. And we'll definitely start putting out some special editions around that time. And don't forget to watch for our interviews of the winners in January.
Now, of course, that is voting for the Best of Bears competition. If you were hoping to vote in the national election, that happened last week. But you can still vote for us for the Best of Bears.
Who are you voting for shout-outs, Tim?
I vote for shout-outs my friend Ben, who's helping my boyfriend John and me clean our house tomorrow. Ben is fabulous and does a very good job. So, meanwhile, I'd also like to shout-out to my perennial shout-out, my boyfriend John.
Aww.
How about you, Griff?
So he's your boyfriend on your perennial side. I wanted to shout out to Brad at Harbor City Bears. I, as I mentioned, finally got around to reading your feedback. And I thought it was pretty thought-provoking. I appreciate it, even though I personally hadn't seen it until recently. And just be assured, I don't think the show's going away anytime soon. You know, unless all of you email us and say, shut up already, we have no topics, we want you to go away, we just can't stop ourselves from listening. I also want to do my perennial shout-out. My boyfriend, Ian, very much enjoyed the weekend. I am very much looking forward to my birthday celebration this weekend. We're doing things on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I don't know. I don't think this is a spoiler if I mention there may be rope involved. Jeff, what do you got for us?
I would like to shout-out to my non-existent boyfriend, Tugs. Say goodnight, everybody.
Get the rope, fucker.
Goodnight, everybody.